For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, on First Friday, our Mass is in honor of Pope Saint Leo II, who died in the year 683. This pope was a great lover of music. He improved the Gregorian chants, regulated the different modes of intoning the hymns, and composed several new ones. He also instituted the kiss of peace in the Mass and the sprinkling of holy water upon the people. First Friday always brings to our thoughts the loving and patient suffering of our Lord, which he underwent for the ungrateful world, and also the mercies of his Sacred Heart for cold-hearted people. Therefore, I wanted to tell you today about a saint who is a model example of a Christian who humbles himself for the sake of Christ and does penance for his and his fellow men's sins. He is Blessed Peter of Luxembourg, one of the patrons of the French city of Avignon, and his commemoration day was yesterday. Our own Cincinnati patron, Saint Francis de Sales, had a deep devotion to Blessed Peter of Luxembourg since his childhood. In November 1622, only 1 month before his death, Saint Francis wanted to make his last pilgrimage and come and pray at Blessed Peter's tomb. Blessed Peter was born as a son of the Count of Luxembourg in 1369. He was orphaned when he was only 4 years old, and his piety and intelligence attract notice, so when he was 8, he was sent to Paris to study. And he was a brilliant student who loved to sing, but he was also very pious and went to confession daily and gave alms to the poor, setting thus a marvelous example in the tumultuous university. When he was only 11 years old, he spent some months as hostage for the payment of the ransom of his elder brother, who was a prisoner in English hands. Blessed Peter, as a true Christian, always strove to advance in humility and Christian perfection, wanting by his own actions to bring the mercies of our Lord to people of his times. His piety became so famous that when he was 15 years old, his brother used his influence to get the Pope appoint Blessed Peter as Bishop of Metz, a city in northeast of France. Peter was sad because of the appointment, but accepted it for the sake of obedience to the Pope and his older brother. On top of it, the Pope created him a cardinal, and Blessed Peter was ordained deacon at Easter of 1384 at Notre Dame in Paris. He could never be persuaded to be ordained or consecrated, though, so in order to take care of his diocese, Blessed Peter was given a Dominican bishop as his auxiliary. With him, he performed the visitation of his diocese, and everywhere he corrected abuses and gave proofs of his zeal and prudence. Political disturbances soon drove Blessed Peter from Metz, and in the autumn of 1386, Pope called him to Avignon to live at the papal court. The church was at that point going through very difficult times, and Blessed Peter had this cure to address to the world. He said, "The Church of God has nothing to expect from learned men or from armed force. It is by piety, penance, and good works that we must practice in answer. Let us live so, as to attract God's mercy. Already marked by suffering and weakened health, Blessed Peter had a great devotion to the Passion and the Cross of Christ. He continued in papal court all his austerities and penances until the Pope ordered him to mitigate them for the sake of his health. His answer was a true sign of humility of a Christian. "Holy Father, I shall always be an unprofitable servant, but I can at least obey." He compensated for what he lost in penances by redoubling his almsgivings. Because of all his charities, his treasure chest was always empty. His table was very modest, his household was small, his furniture simple, and his clothes were poor. When it seemed he could not give any more alms, he distributed even his small set of furniture and sold his episcopal ring. Early in 1387, Blessed Peter's health gave very serious concerns, and he had to move away from Avignon. Now, when he was discharged from all his obligations at the court, he would pray at long periods in a Cartusian monastery near his home. Despite the better air, his strength declined rapidly, but he remained calm, patient, undemanding, and always smiling. He was only 18 years old when he died on July 2, 1387. His final words were, "It is in Jesus Christ, my Savior, and in the Blessed Virgin Mary, that I put all my hope." At his request, he was buried in Avignon in a cemetery of the poor. Dear faithful, in the life of this saint, we see again clearly how love for Christ also includes the work for Christ. That sacred heart which bleeded his precious blood for the love of the world makes all things of this world, even big and hard things, seem little and insignificant in comparison. And in this our own age, we be in the midst of all the sorrows and sins of the world, let us be consoled by the mercies of the Sacred Heart, and remember during the words of Blessed Peter that if we cannot erase the sufferings and sorrows from this world, we can at least say, "I shall always be an unprofitable servant, but I can at least obey." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.